Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right. Hey, Mac, get in here. It's game time. All right. Yesterday, Landfill, honestly, you had to be shocked that I did not get... I'm very easily distracted. And yesterday, we really needed to discuss...
You were distracted, though.
The Cowboys-Commanders game, because it was a disaster. But Jeff and AMAC... AMAC, come in here. I'm going to try to control you two. All right. Jeff and AMAC started having this huge fight about what was the worst loss, the Giants' loss to the Broncos or the Commanders' loss to the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Both were terrible losses. Let's not try to dress it up, right?
Yeah.
Now, for those like B. Mitch who are unaware of AMAC, his first name is Anthony. I assume your last
name. I found that out yesterday.
Yes, I assume your last name starts with M, with Mac. What's your last name, Anthony?
Mick Barnett? Yes.
All right.
I would have never got that.
I would not have gotten
home on McDonald's
that.
Or something like
yeah.
that.
All right. AMAC is the producer of the Chris Russell Show. You can listen to that every day on Team 980 starting at 2 o'clock. Is that correct?
Well, yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Tell the people your Twitter handle.
Starts at 1.
Does it? All
yes.
these years?
No, because we're on at 1.
We're on at 1.
Yeah.
No, you just try to get him to talk past 1.
Yeah, I've heard
and he's fallen for it many a time.
I've heard this bit before, so I decided
it's
to
not a bit
there.
Because he'll be on the show at 102.
He blames shit. He says Kevin goes till 102 anyway, so he's got time. Tell everybody your Twitter handle. Let's pump you up a little here.
It's @ant_major_major.
You know how I feel about underscores, correct?
No, I don't.
They're stupid.
Okay.
Also, I don't know why. I hope everything's okay. You have a big Band-Aid on your head.
Yes.
Are you good?
I'm fine.
You bumped the head?
Okay.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Or is it just like a zit?
No, somebody tried to rob me with a paper, with a piece of paper, actually.
Wait, what?
Really?
Yeah, and gave me a paper cut.
Hold on.
Wait.
What?
Explain that.
I'm joking. I'm joking.
All right.
That was completely a joke.
Okay.
We're going to get to the bottom of that.
We're off and running with AMAC here. So, AMAC, you and... Here.
Hold on, JP. AMAC is not going first. I'm on this show every day.
Okay.
Go
but
ahead.
This
man.
Is not happening.
Hang on. Let me just set everything up. Okay.
Cool.
Commanders had a terrible loss on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They got doubled up. They got blown out by their division rival, arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. It was a very one-sided affair. Their defense was terrible. The New York football Giants went out to Denver. Cost me a bunch of money because I like the Broncos laying the points here. The Giants looked like they had a win locked up.
In hand, in bag.
The Giants were up 26-8 in the fourth quarter. And proceeded to lose that game in regulation.
With 5 minutes to go.
26-8 with 5 minutes to play.
It was 26-8 with 5 minutes?
Yeah, just over 5 minutes.
How the hell they scored that many points?
Lost
in
the
five
game
minutes?
In regulation and had the opportunity. They took the lead back when they gave the lead up. All of a sudden they were up 26-8. It went 30-26 Broncos. The Giants scored to make it 32-30, and the kicker missed the extra point. All right? That would have given me a win in the 33 pool, by the way. Missed the extra point, which allows Denver to go down the field and make a field goal, not to tie, but to win the game. These are both terrible losses in different fashions.
Yeah.
Jeff Walker, who's on our show every day, a beloved member of J-Dogs Forever, at Jeff2Funny, no underscores, I'll point out. Jeff contends the Giants had the worst loss on the day.
Yes, JP. And AMAC over here, Mr. McBarnett, keeps saying, were we supposed to win that game? It's not what you were supposed to do. It's what was going on during the game between quarter one and quarter four. You guys shut them out. I think I sent you the screenshot. 0-0-0, three quarters, 33. That is horrible. And he's over here lying, talking about he got a paper cut. No, he got that Band-Aid on his head because he was banging his head on the wall because he couldn't believe what was going on. And talk about, look, one thing about ours, we got it handed to us over four quarters, and it was just like an influx of bad things that just happened one short period of time. Y'all literally had the game in hand. All you had to do was just control the ball. 5 minutes, 30 points, 33 points. Horrible. Y'all had a worse loss than we did.
Is it my go now?
It's your turn. Anthony McFarland. What? McFarland?
McBarnett.
McBarnett.
There we go. There we go. I knew this was coming.
I got you right, didn't I?
Yeah. You got me.
So I would have never thought that name, but I got you.
So this is my whole thing, right? The question was, which was the worst loss? I think that for me, I guess as a Giants fan, coming into the season and then going into that game, there was no thought of playoffs. There was no thought of us being able to contend with probably arguably one of the best defenses in the NFL with a rookie quarterback, without our top receiver, and with a lot of questions on this team. Now, we have talent, but throughout the season, we just haven't put it together as a team. For the Commanders, coming into the season, there was a lot of talk within this office about Super Bowls, NFC championships, and to get not just lose, but to lose terribly to a team that no one has in that echelon of like top teams in the NFL. You get whooped by the Dallas Cowboys.
They're the number one scoring offense.
Walking away with, but no one's looking at them as a good team. Like, no one's saying Dallas is going to win a Super Bowl. And they look like they could have against you.
They have the number one scoring offense.
My whole point is, as a Giants fan, with my expectations entering the season and entering that game, I can walk away hopeful. I have a quarterback who looked decent, who was able to put up 26 points on one of the better defenses in the NFL. We were able to compete and, you know, push a team who was 4-2, just coming off a win against the Eagles. And we just came off a win against the Eagles. We were able to compete with this team, a better defense in Denver. I understand it was a bad loss. I'm not going to
sit here.
Hold on. I didn't interject with you. I'm not going to sit here and
hit you with the hold on.
I didn't.
Don't size he just me, been y'all. Rapping for like 30 minutes.
Let him finish his point.
I'm going into that. Like, after that game, there's reason for me to be hopeful as a Giants fan. I think with the Commanders, there's no way you can say that going into that game, after this game, you still have NFC championships thoughts in your head. You still have a good playoff contending team in your head. Everything that I thought about the Giants before that game is still on the line, if not more, based on how we played in that game.
All right, before you use the entire segment, you were just happy when y'all came in here and y'all beat the Eagles.
Yeah.
You was looking up. Yeah. So for you to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Say we're going into here with this 4-2 team. It doesn't count. You just beat the defending Super Bowl champs a week before. And for y'all defense to give up that many points in one quarter, how can you have hope? Yeah, you got it for the offensive side of the ball. And when you talk about us not being able to score, dude, we didn't have none of our first starting wide receivers, bro. We had a guy that we drafted. I mean, not drafted, we that only, we picked up this week, and we got him out there. Y'all defense has not been that bad or that horrible over the past couple of years. Y'all have pass rush. That's a lot.
Yeah.
But when we played y'all gave us bump. But to give up 33 points in one quarter.
It's backwards,
one to give up 33 points in one quarter is bad.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's not bad.
It's worse than what we did.
It's a historic loss. Like, I think everyone's going to be talking about our loss
and
a lot more.
And nobody's not going to talk about ours.
But I think you have to put on the line the context of the teams.
Well, from this show, we understand how last season went. I know everyone in here, we're not expecting to go back to the NFC Championship, but we had hope this season if they could have gotten better.
Did you think that you guys were going to beat the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Did you think the Giants were going to beat the Broncos?
Bro, it's week to week.
Answer the question. Did you think the Giants were going to beat the Broncos?
Did I think?
No.
Do I know it was possible? Yes. It's football. Any dog can have his day.
And it was possible for three quarters. It was never possible for you guys.
So what is the difference between y'all beating the Eagles and y'all playing the Broncos? Are the Broncos a significantly better team than the Eagles?
I think you're trying to move the goalposts here. I'm not trying to say that.
All right. I think we've given you both ample opportunity.
No, we need more.
All right. So AMAC's a Giants fan. White Brian's also a Giants fan.
Yes.
Clearly, AMAC thinks the Skins loss is worse. Jeff thinks the Giants loss is worse. White Brian, where do you land?
In a vacuum, the Giants loss was worse on Sunday. But in the grand scheme of things, yeah, the Commanders are expected.
We're in a damn vacuum.
Compete for a Super Bowl. This was the best case scenario for the Giants. You want Jackson Dart to look great, and you want to lose.
Quick question. Aren't all teams competing for a Super Bowl when they come into the regular season? What team?
Ideally, yes.
Yeah, so if y'all are not competing, and we picked second last year, too. So you got to keep those things in mind, too. We know
talking
it's
about
holes.
The year before this recent one.
Yeah. And we were not, even projected last year, we were not supposed to do what we did last year. It was nobody had us going 12 wins. Everyone had us picking top five last year.
These dudes yap.
My bad.
I ain't got no problem with that.
Go ahead, White Brian. You wanted
the Commanders around the industry were expected to be there at the end. The Giants were expected to fire their head coach by the sixth week of the season.
Y'all should still fire him.
Today.
I think he's garbage.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who had the worst loss on Sunday? Commanders get blown out by the Cowboys, or the Giants give up a major lead on the road to the Broncos. I mean, there was some historical
I didn't know they scored
stuff.
That many points in 5 minutes, though.
Yeah.
That is atrocious.
So, I'm going to let people weigh in.
Mm-hmm.
I want B to answer who he thinks had the worst loss. We're going to do that when we return.
You can answer this one. I ain't answering this one. I don't really care. They both lost. They both are terrible.
Everybody. I mean,
I looked at the scores and I said, Tanner, the Giants are going to beat the damn Broncos.
Yeah.
And then I walked downstairs and they say, man, the Broncos won. I'm like, it wasn't much time on the clock. They were up by like 19 points. I don't know. That's just tough. You got to get the ball back. That's what I'm saying. They scored, got it back, scored. That's your offense had to be bad too down the stretch.
Yeah, interception by Jackson Dart, followed by a three and out.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I felt the Commanders lost more than anybody.
800-636-1067. Who had the worst loss, Commanders or Giants? They're both awful. They're just different types of awful. Like some of those girls you dated in college. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. It's NBA tip-off week, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. So even if you miss the start of the game or want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who will score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. Because FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.